Azar zeichen ish mach ich es geschlagen mit dem Yehudim sech zeirem daf pei vav. Mishnah said, Yehuda oimem yeshem tvisas yad v'cholu. An example of this would be like a chotzer of Ben Bunyaz, who had multiple houses in the chotzer but retained rights to store items, furniture in each house that he rented out. Mar says, a ma'aser from Ben Bunyaz went to Rebbe. Rebbe said that people make room for this person. He has 100 mana, meaning he's very wealthy. Another wealthy person then came to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, make room for this person. He has 200 mana. Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yossi, said to Rebbe, Ben Bunyaz is much wealthier than the second individual, so why do you consider him less wealthy? Rebbe said, then tell his father you should have him dressed in clothing that more appropriately reflects his wealth. Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva would show honor to the wealthy people who gave a lot of tzedakah. Mar says, Rabbi Brachana said, even if something as simple as the peg from a plow is stored in the tenant's house, that house would remain considered to be belong to the landlord, and therefore the tenant would not aser give any problems with the heir. Rav Nachman said, in Yeshiva Shmuel taught, if the item stored by the landlord in the tenant's house is an item which may be moved on Shabbos, it does not make the house considered to be belonging to the landlord for heir purposes, because it can simply be moved out of the house. But if it's something that's muktzeh and it's going to stay in the house, that would make it now it's the landlord's house. Dr. Mishnah Rameir said, if a resident of the chotzer, whether he's a Jew or a guy, is away for Shabbos, he still prohibits the other residents from carrying in the chotzer unless he's joined in the heir, or the rights of the guy are leased from him. Rabbi Yehuda said, if they're away, then they do not prohibit the others from carrying. Rabbi Yossi said, a guy who is away continues to prohibit because he's going to return on Shabbos. When a yid goes away, he doesn't prohibit anymore because he's not likely to return on Shabbos. If Shimon says, even if a yid goes to his daughter's house in the same city for Shabbos, he doesn't restrict the others from carrying because he does not intend on returning home on Shabbos. Zaknumar Rav says, Allah follows Rav Shimon. Now, this is only true when someone goes to his daughter's house. One who goes to his son's house knows that it's possible he may return because if he gets into an argument with his daughter-in-law, and therefore he continues to restrict his chotzer. Zok the Mishnah, if there's a watering pit that overlaps two chatzeris, meaning it's partly in one, partly in the other, then neither chotzer may draw water from it unless there's a 10 tafach wall down below or within its rim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Beisham may say the wall has to be down below, and Beis Hillel say the wall can be above. More will explain what all that means. Rabbi Yehuda said, the wall at ground level that separates the chatzeris is also effective at separating the watering hole, the bar as well. Zakti Gemara Huna said that Beishameh and Beis Hillel agree that the wall has to be within the airspace of the pit. It's just that Beishameh say it has to be down below, meaning near the surface of the water, and Beis Hillel say it can even be up above, meaning away from the water, as long as it's within the airspace of the pit. Rabbi Yehuda says that Beishameh say it has to be down below, meaning in the water at the bottom of the pit, and Beis Hillel say it can be above the water, but it still also has to be near the water. That's Machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. Vekta Mar Rabba Rachonon Estabaya. According to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Machlokes, Beis Shammai say the wall can't be on top of the water because that would allow for the free intermingling of the water from each half of the pit to the other. But when the water's in the bottom of the pit, there's also a free intermingling of the water on top of the wall. So why is it any better? So Abaye said, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, and others say in the name of Chia, said, the wall must rise to one tefach above the water. Therefore, the taka is a full separation and in the absence of any obvious intermingling. But he asked further, according to his interpretation of Beis Hillel, the wall can't be above near the rim of the pit because that presumably would allow for the mingling of the waters. So why is it better when the wall is near the surface of the water? The water still is noticeably intermingling underneath the wall. He answered that the Yaakov Karchina taught that the wall must enter a tefach into the water, and that way it prevents any noticeable intermingling of waters. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Barbua, said a beam that is 4 tefachim wide, if someone takes it and places it over the water pit, it allows for the drawing of the water by each chotzer. In fact, the pail may float past the beam to the water on the other chotzer. Mara says the Rabbanim were sure that a pail doesn't drift more than 4 tefachim away. In fact, the water from the two sides intermingle. Mara says it's still allowed because the Rabbanim were very lenient when it came to making an allowance for drawing of water. Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, loy tehei mechitza. Rabbi Abrachan and Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda is the same sheet as Rabbi Yossi, who says that a hanging wall is effective even on land. Rabbi Yossi says this in a Mishnah where he says that a sukkah wall is kosher as long as it is 10 tefachim, even if it doesn't reach the ground, and therefore it's a hanging wall. That's what Rabbi Abrachan and Rabbi Yochanan said. However, the Gemara says it's not so. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. It could be Rabbi Yehuda only says his din by Eruv Chatzeris, which is the Rabbanim, but maybe he wouldn't say his din regarding Sukkah, which is the Raisin. It could also be that Rabbi Yossi only says his din regarding Sukkah, which is a Mitzvah Seh. However, with regard to Shabbos, which carries a Skila, death penalty, so maybe he wouldn't say it over there. Although we find a story that took place in Sipayri, where Rabbi Yossi was the Rav, where they carried on the basis of hanging walls, but that story, Zakhtar Mara, actually took place after Rabbi Yossi's death. That wasn't allowed by Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. There was no raya what Rabbi Yossi actually held. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chanan ben Akavya say the same idea. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, who allows hanging walls, and Rav Chanan ben Akavya of a Mishnah, where he said that a balcony, which is 4x4 amos, meaning 24x24 tefachim, you can cut out a 4x4 tefach hole in the middle vessel and draw water through it, because we view the remaining sides of 10 tefachim. It was 24 by 24. You use a middle 4 by 4. You have 10 left in each direction. We review those remaining 10 as if they were had bent down to create hanging walls of 10 tefachim. So that's what he says. However, Abaya said it could be that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya would not agree with each other. Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda allows hanging walls because we view them as stretching to the ground, like Gurasik, but he may not allow us to view the walls as bending down as well. Maybe he only allows it, that we look at it continues to stretch down, but he wouldn't say that you look at it as if they're bent when they're not bent. And so that's why maybe he doesn't agree with Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. And it could also be that Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya only said it didn't regarding the Sea of Tveria, because there were many coolest regarding there, because it was surrounded with a rim, it had cities and karfifs around it, and therefore it could be adjusted with a small adjustment. However, elsewhere he may not agree with Rabbi Yehuda and say that even hanging walls may not be used.